All I did was pray. He did all the work, everything. I didn't have to do nothing but pray. Is God good? And then he rewarded us. And so then a few months later, after we got back, Dr. Young happened to go into one of his clinics or whatever, and they x-rayed him. They wanted to check him. So he went in. He said, I'm perfect. And so the doctor that x-rayed him, this shows you how dense we are. The doctor x-rayed him. And now what did I ask for? What kind of a healing? Supernatural. I didn't ask for a normal, natural healing. I asked for supernatural healing. And when the doctors x-rayed him, they said, Dr. Young, don't bend over. He said, what do you mean? They said, we've done the x-ray, and there's where those vertebrae were crushed, there's nothing in your back. They're gone. So that means you have nothing holding your upper and lower back together. Now, why does nobody think that maybe God put something in there that's not detectable by x-ray? Isn't he awesome? Supernatural healing? So what did that give God the ability or the power to do? Whatever he wants to do. So what did he do? He fixed Dr. Gary Young's back with something that is so unique that x-ray don't show up. And now then he uses it everywhere he goes, and when he puts on his demonstrations for whatever, all the products he sells and everything else, he always takes a copy of this and he spends 30 minutes to 45 minutes telling people about stuff that he has, and then he spends an hour to an hour and a half telling them about what Jesus did and showing them the x-ray of how God supernaturally healed his back. We serve an awesome Jesus. Now, what did he say we could ask for there? Isn't that amazing that he gave us, do you see any limitations in that verse? Well, he said, whoever. Is that you? Is that you? Whoever. That include you? How about you, son? Yeah. That includes all of us. Whosoever. Wow. You know, when we get a hold, if the whole church ever gets a hold of these promises, I mean, you'll be looking for somebody to pray over. You know that? I mean, you'll be looking for somebody. I mean, when you start seeing God do this, you'll see somebody that's got a little problem. I mean, just a little problem. Or just like the other day, just a little problem. We was in Home Depot. I mean, and we were getting to check out, and we're all talking about Jesus and everything all the time. And we go up to check out, and there was Dave was there, I don't know, and Eldon was there, I don't know how many of us there. We were getting ready to check out, and all of a sudden this little cashier, she's doing this or something, and Eldon says, or maybe it's Dave, I don't know which one of them did, said, is there something wrong with you? She said, yes, I have an awesome headache. And, of course, Dave's nicer than me. He says, can we pray for you? But when he's saying, can we pray for you, I'm reaching for her. I ain't going to ask. I'm just going to touch her in the name of Jesus. I said, when Dave says, can we pray for you? And I'm going like this. And just as I get there and touch her, she says, no. I said, too late, woman. I done touched you in the name of Jesus. I said, your headache's gone now. And she says, it is gone. Now, what can we do in the name of Jesus? You see, when you learn what you can do in the name of Jesus and the love of our God for his people, you'll do something in faith. And when you do something in faith, who shows up? Jesus! Yeah, see, he knew what was in my heart. When I reached over for that girl, I mean, as I'm reaching, he's saying, yes, my son's going to get her. She's going to get her. And as soon as he touches her, I'm going to zap her with my power. I'm going to take that headache away. And he did. Now then, did Jesus say we could do those kind of things? Well, let's go to a scripture and find out. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and let's see if Jesus told us we could do these kind of things. Because if you can't confirm it in the Word, it's not true. But if you find the Word, look what he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, them that believe, are we going to be a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? Hey, there's a girl over here. She agrees with me. She's going to be a believing believer. No, girl, we don't hope so. We know we're going to be a believing believer, right? We don't hope so. We know we're going to be believing believers. Because look what he said happens. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In whose name? In his name. In my name, the name of Jesus, shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. That's the devil. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Now think about this. How many times have somebody went to a doctor and got some kind of medication and it had a tremendous problem with the medication? Has any of you in here ever done that? Sure, I've seen it before. Yeah, so what verse did God give you to counteract that poison? Right there. You can say, Lord, first of all, you need to repent for not believing Jesus. That's the first thing. Lord, I repent that I took that medicine instead of going to you. But everybody's not there. You know, so if you're not there, you have to do the next best thing. And you go to a doctor. You know, because if you don't have doctors, sometimes people die. But if you got Jesus and you know His Word, then you don't have to sweat it. You know, you just know that Jesus is the healer. But He says, and you, it shall not hurt them at all, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall do what? Wow. Did He say you had to pray there? What did He say you had to do? What do you have to do? Just touch you, right? That's all. He didn't say I had to pray or nothing. He said just lay hands on them. Is that what He said? Oh, He said lay hands, so let's make sure. Let's make sure we got both of them. Let's touch you if possible with both hands. But if we can't get to you, like I could only get to that girl with one hand, by the time I got to touch her, she says, no! It's too late. I'm sorry. But you're healed. Tell me you still got your headache. And she didn't have one. Isn't that amazing? You know, whenever I have no idea how many people I've in different places like that. I was over there one day and a little girl was checking me out and she had a problem with her little child and I saw a little tear. I said, honey, I said, something wrong with you? Oh, she said, I'm sorry. I'm letting my life get in the way here. I said, well, what's wrong with your life? She said, I got a baby that's so sick. I'm having to work, but I've got to be here. But said, my baby is home and of course somebody's there. But she said, she's so sick, and I need to be there with her. I said, you're a Christian? Well, yes. I said, do you know that Jesus is the healer? Well, I know Jesus could heal if He wanted to. I said, but He wants to. I said, when you exercise faith, He moves. I said, I'll just lay hands on you. Is that okay if I touch you in the name of Jesus? She said, sure, sir, do anything. So I just reached over and laid my hands on her arm. I said, Father, for this little girl's little child, I remit her sins, and I ask you to be merciful to this little girl and heal her baby. I said, Lord, I want to thank you. It's done. I said, guarantee, girl, your little baby's going to be well when you get home this afternoon. Well, it's a couple months later. When I was back in there one day, as soon as I walked, she said, oh, sir, you remember me? I says, no, I don't think I do. I said, what's the deal? She said, you prayed for me up there. My baby, remember? I said, oh, yeah, I remember. I said, so what did God do? She said, I got home that day. My baby was well. Now, what can we do in the name of Jesus? I mean, look for somebody to pray for. You want to see God answer your prayers and do something? Quit being a dead Christian. You know, get off of your backside and look for somebody to pray for. You know, lay hands on somebody, do something. You know, God will do something through you if you'll just do something in faith. But first of all, get rid of your sins. Get rid of all your sins. I mean, get rid of your sins. You know, make sure you've repented of all sin. Because God, Psalm 66:18. Let's look at that Psalm 66:18. And let's see what that says. Sounds like it's raining out there, doesn't it? Psalm 66:18. Look at this. If I regard iniquity or sin in my heart, the Lord, He'll hear my prayer. Is that what it said? Oh, that's not what it said, huh? That must be what we think. Because so many of us hide iniquity in our hearts and then we pray and we expect God to answer our prayer. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Isn't that something? So if you've got sin in your heart, how do you get rid of it? How do you get rid of it? You repent. That's right. You confess it. You say, Lord, I'm sorry. And you know, if you really want to see God do wonderful things before you pray for somebody, if you think there might be any kind of sin in your life or the person you're going to pray for, if you've got time, always say to them, would you repent of all your sins and tell God you're sorry for everything you've done? Ask Him to wash you in His blood. If you've got time, I didn't have time with that little girl that day, so I knew she wouldn't have done it anyway. So, but you know, God will honor your faith. And if you got bold faith, man, he'll honor it, and he'll do great things when you pray in faith. But make sure you've got your sins all repented of. Make sure you're walking in obedience to his word. Make sure you've been talking about Jesus. You know, that you made him, the Most High God, your dwelling place. And then he'll hear your prayer. Yes, sir. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, he just asked a question there. Can your healing be hindered because of your spouse's sin? Yes. And usually that's, in fact, when a man and a woman, when the two of them get married, how many do they become? One. When God looks at you, he sees you as a unit. Now then, one of the reasons a lot of women don't get their prayers answered is because they've not submitted themselves to their husband. Whereas God clearly told the wife, the man is to be the spiritual head of the house, he is to be the final authority, and you, the wife, are to submit to your husband. Even, now most women have never done this, 1 Peter 3, I think about verse 10, Dave. Let's go over there. The people, they need to see this. That's why a lot of women don't get their prayers answered right here. 1 Peter 3, 10 and on, and let's see where I'm at there. I think I'm in the right place. Let's see if you've done this before. 1 Peter 3, 10. Okay, verse Peter 3, start with verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Verse 3 and 4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning or plaiting of the hair or wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Now, sometimes it's very hard for a woman to be quiet. Y'all know where I'm coming from? You know, in fact, I was talking with a lady the other day.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.